It is an age-old dilemma. The afternoon softens into twilight. People settle down to rest or enjoy an evening meal. And then... people have tried everything, from building fires to burning coils to spraying to frying the bugs with electric zappers, and they've still been left scratching. Now, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, there are several new traps on the market that could offer more hope in the backyard battle against the mosquito.
The new traps trick mosquitoes into thinking they're about to enjoy a nice bloody meal. One device, the sonic web, broadcasts the sound of a dog's beating heart to entice mosquitoes onto sticky stuff. But most of the dozen or so others appeal to the mosquito's sense of smell. Ray Iannetta is president and CEO of the American Biophysics Corporation, which manufactures the mosquito magnet.
What we have done with the mosquito magnet is we're replicating a very large mammal in your yard.
The mosquito magnet makes carbon dioxide, heat, and moisture by burning propane in a device about the size of a small fishing boat engine. The carbon dioxide flows out of a tube inside what looks like a trumpet. Iannetta says mosquitoes can smell it up to 100 yards away.
So as the mosquitoes come up along the plume of carbon dioxide and realize they can't bite this thing for various reasons, they realize they can't get a blood meal here, so they pull up to turn. When they pull up to turn, they get caught in the vacuum into the trumpet, and they get sucked up into the trumpet, and they go into a net whereby just continuing to blow air on them, we dehydrate them and desiccate them.
Iannetta says in a typical yard, the mosquito magnet may catch around 300 mosquitoes per night, but then, he says, the numbers will dwindle.
After collecting two generations, there are not many eggs left in the yard in the surrounding areas to breed, so you will see the population begin to collapse.
Mosquito magnets have been flying off the shelves, even though the cheapest and newest model still costs around $500. But does it really work? Daniel Klein is a research entomologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Gainesville, Florida. He's begun testing two models of mosquito magnets by releasing a known number of mosquitoes into a large screened enclosure with them.
Then the next morning, we see how many were collected, and both of them essentially clean out the cage overnight.
The product can theoretically work in an open space because some species of mosquitoes spend their whole lives in a confined area the size of a big backyard. But other species, like the salt marsh mosquito, travel.
They can migrate up to 25 miles. So they'll keep moving in big numbers when a brood comes off in the salt marsh.
Some places are so infested that it's hard to make any headway at all. Some species are hard to catch, and many are prolific breeders. So a lot will depend on where you live in the country, how close you are to a breeding ground, and how many and what type of mosquitoes you've got.
I'd say it's all still a work in progress, but it's a very promising work in progress.
Lois Levitan leads the risk analysis program at Cornell University's Center for the Environment. She says, whereas old-fashioned bug zappers and pesticides kill lots of beneficial bugs, carbon dioxide traps home in on just the biters. She's hopeful they'll offer a safe new way to control mosquito-borne diseases.
The limitations, I think, that exist now are the cost and the limited radius. So you need a lot of them to cover the areas where there are both people and mosquitoes.
But she says scientists working for government and private industry are tinkering with the machines to make them cheaper and more alluring. For instance, they're experimenting with various combinations of hundreds of chemical compounds emitted by people's skin that could be mimicked to make the traps more tempting to more different types of mosquitoes. Entomologists say even the best traps in the choicest locations won't eliminate mosquitoes entirely. Cy Lesser, chief of the Mosquito Control Program at the Maryland Department of Agriculture, says homeowners in areas plagued by mosquitoes still need to take the usual precautions to avoid bites.
You may not want to be out working in your garden if dawn and dusk are peak periods. Wear long sleeve shirts and long pants and socks and shoes and a hat, and consider the use of a repellent.
Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.